From the Barton Worley studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. It's the start of the 4th of July weekend today. We'll take a look at the big fireworks show exploding out of tie. Also, the 20th annual Abilene Shakespeare Festival wraps up this weekend. We'll be taking a look with director Adam Hester at a new way of updating Shakespearean plays. All that and much more coming up right after this look at our entertainment news this week. In this week's entertainment headlines, New York City's Metropolitan Museum of Art will display Ringo Starr's gold-plated snare drum in a special exhibition honoring the ex-Beatles' 70th birthday. The museum said Tuesday the drum will be shown from July 7th, Starr's birthday, through December. The instrument was presented to the drummer by the Ludwig Drum Company in Chicago during the Beatles' 1964 U.S. tour. It was given to him in appreciation for popularizing the Ludwig name. Starr played on a Ludwig Oyster Black Pearl drum set during the Fab Four's 1964 appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. In other music-related news, Eminem's recovery is going quite well. The rapper's CD sold 741,000 in its first week of release, making it the best debut of the year. The figures were released by Eminem's record label Interscope on Tuesday and confirmed by Nielsen's SoundScan. It's actually the best album debut since October 2008, when AC/DC's Black Ice topped the charts with sales of 784,000. Eminem released the CD Relapse last year, but recovery has gotten much better reviews. The 37-year-old rapper was named the best-selling artist of the last decade by Billboard. And there's a new Spider-Man in town. Andrew Garfield has been cast as Peter Parker in the next Spider-Man movie, distributor Sony Pictures announced Thursday. The Spider-Man film begins shooting in December and is due in theaters July 3, 2012. Mark Webb, who made the romance 500 Days of Summer, is directing. And that's all for this week's entertainment headlines. Stay tuned, there's more Eye on Entertainment on the way.
Catch a sneak, just like guys, look out! Here comes the Spider-Man!
From Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. Usually when you go out to a show, you're asked to turn off and refrain from using cell phones during the production. But director Adam Hester encourages you to do just the opposite. His production of Othello for the 20th annual Abilene Shakespeare Festival is being brought to the 21st century audience by the way of the iPhone. And he joins us now in the studio to tell us more. Adam Hester, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good to be here.
It's certainly a very interesting idea. How did you first come up with this idea of using iPhones in a Shakespearean play?
Well, let me back up a little bit and kind of give you a sense of a little bit of our journey of how we got there. You mentioned it's our 20th anniversary. In 1990, the first production that we did for the Abilene Shakespeare Festival was Othello. And that was done in Renaissance costumes and presented in a very period-related piece. So as I was thinking about this 20th anniversary and began thinking about it would make sense to do Othello again to kind of commemorate these 20 years, I began thinking about how to relook at that script since I had directed it once previously. And I've been very involved in the in ACU's mobile initiative, and I've been incorporating these devices and thinking of different ways that learning can take place in my particular discipline in theater. So I've been using the iPhone in a variety of ways in my classes, especially in my acting and directing classes, and then also in some rehearsals. And so I started thinking about interactivity. I went to the Southeast Theater Conference in March, and there was a session there about a university who had tried to do some things with mobile devices using Twitter. So that put the germ in my head about how might I take the ideas that I was wrestling with and marry those with iPhone use and the iPod Touch. And so then we came up with if we created a blog, and this blog would be published throughout the show, People would be, as they would come in, who wanted to use an iPhone or iPod Touch, would then be able to log on to this blog and receive this information, but they would also be able to comment back.
Well, the show opened last weekend, so you've had a weekend to test this out. How's it worked so far?
I've been so surprised at the number of people who have been willing to do this. We've had anywhere between as few as 12 and as many as 20 plus folks coming in with mobile devices. And what I didn't anticipate was that people would be making comments through the show, sometimes asking questions, trying to figure out particular motivations or looking at design elements, different things like that. Other bloggers would respond to them, answering those questions sometimes. And it's just fascinating to me how connected the audience was with each other while they're still connected to the show, responding throughout the show.
Did you ever worry that this might draw attention away from the play itself?
We did. And the way we tried to address that and was to think about the number of times we would publish throughout the show. There are particular moments where we want to make sure that all eyes are on the stage. And so nothing is published during those times. And we've limited the number of times we publish.
Do you see this becoming a trend in theater? Like, not just inside the ACU theater community, but in theaters all across the world? Do you see this becoming a trend?
I think it's very likely that we will see more and more use of mobile devices, that there will be a way that audiences can be connected in the way that we've done, and probably in a wide variety of things. I think there's lots of opportunities for other theaters to use this in very creative and innovative ways.
Thank you for your time today, Adam Hester.
Sure.
Adam Hester is the director of the 20th Annual Abilene Shakespeare Festival's production of Othello. You can catch it tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 with a pre-show session at 7:15 in the Folks Theater on the campus of Abilene Christian University. Finally, today begins the 4th of July weekend. For some, it's a 3-day weekend, since a lot of people are taking Monday off since the 4th falls on Sunday this year. So a lot of you are probably heading out on a vacation, perhaps celebrating your independence from the same old, same old. But there are a lot of exciting, not-so-same-old things happening in Abilene this weekend to celebrate our nation's birthday. The funny thing is, a lot of them are actually happening on July 3rd, including the big event. It's the 4th annual Thai 4th of July fireworks show. Yes, 4th of July, even though it is taking place on the 3rd. But no matter, this is the big fireworks show you've been hearing about. The fun begins, however, well before dark. In fact, this 4th of July party lasts all day long, with plenty of concession stands, vendors, and games for the whole family. And the party really gets going at 4, with local artists and bands performing until dark, when the main event explodes onto the scene. Literally. It's one of the biggest fireworks shows in the big country, weighing in at 18,000 bursts. And not just one at a time, they squeeze this into 30 minutes, and it's all synchronized to music, too. This is sure to be a great event for the whole family, weather permitting, of course. It's been pretty cloudy and rainy most of this week, and that forecast appears to be carrying on into tomorrow night's festivities as well. Last year's fireworks show was canceled due to the strong winds. However, most of the other festivities went on as planned, and I imagine we'll see the same case here, should Mother Nature decide to rain on our parade, or fireworks show. But whatever your 4th of July plans may be, whether they include fireworks, traveling, barbecues, Shakespeare, whatever the case, all of us at Abilene Public Radio wish you a safe and happy Independence Day. That's all the time we have for today's show. As always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and I've had my eye on entertainment.